That same day in London, Murrow announced the change in leadership that would have momentous impact on the future of the British people and the course of the war.
History has been made too fast over here today. First, in the early hours this morning, came the news of the British unopposed landing in Iceland. Then the news of Hitler's triple invasion came rolling into London, climaxed by the German air bombing of five nations. British mechanized troops rattled across the frontier into Belgium. Then, at 9 o'clock tonight, a tired old man spoke to the nation from number 10 Downing Street. He sat behind the big oval table in the cabinet room where so many fateful decisions have been taken during the 3 years that he has directed the policy of His Majesty's government. Neville Chamberlain announced his resignation. Winston Churchill, who has held more political offices than any living man, is now Prime Minister. He is a man without a party. For the last 7 years, he has sat in the House of Commons, a rather lonesome and often bellicose figure, voicing unheeded warnings of the rising tide of German military strength. Now, at the age of 65, Winston Churchill, plump, bald, with massive round shoulders, is for the first time in his varied career of journalist, historian, and politician, the Prime Minister of Great Britain.